As Parliament mourns with the nation on the sudden death of Professor John Evans Atta Mills, the Deputy Majority Leader in Parliament, Rashid Pelpu, has assured Ghanaians that the death will not affect the work of Parliament. He described the untimely death of Professor Mills as a call for Ghanaians to confront the reality and stand united as one people. Mr. Pelpu spoke to Augustus Akwe.
He had informed us about his desire to travel, and we all knew the president was well and fit and was just about to travel to Nigeria. So for somebody to come and inform us about the demise of the president was a shocking news. Immediately we heard it, Parliament went to crisis meeting with some members of the executive. We agreed on how the swearing-in process was going to take place of a new president, and we did it in a very painful way.
As the Deputy Majority Leader, will the demise in any way affect your work at Parliament?
Definitely no. It's not going to affect my work as a member of Parliament and as Deputy Majority Leader. What it will do to us is to set us reflecting on who we are as a people, who we are as a nation. And I would say that it is one of those moments in our lives when we have to confront the reality. It is also one of those moments in our lives when a new thing has occurred and we look into the Constitution to see the direction. First of all, let's not regard politicians as if they are superhuman. We are mortal. We are subject to all the vicissitudes of life. We can die. We can get sick. And let's reserve a space in our hearts to forgive them when they are having these problems.
Deputy Majority Leader in Parliament, Rashid Pelpu. And now to the minority in Parliament. Minority MPs continue to pour out eulogies for the late President Mills. First MP for Insuta Kwaman Biposo Kwame Osei Prempeh. As a former student of the law lecturer, he said President Mills' virtues run through his life.
I've known the president for a really long time. To begin with, he was my lecturer at the law school in 1987. And from there, I've known him when he became vice president. And then since I came to parliament in 1997, I believe one thing you cannot take from him is that he was a man of kind demeanor, very calm, cool and collected. I believe that made an impression on everybody who met him. Of course, you may not like the kind of politics that he was in, but he obviously was a nice gentleman who loved peace and was tolerant and loved democracy to thrive in this country. And that he loved peace. At least the accolade as Umbrehen, I mean, personally, it's fitting, of course. For those of us who were his students, remember him for his uprightness, especially at that time, his fortitude, and the way he would deliver his lecture to you, make you understand, calm down. And he was a down-to-earth person. As for that, as I said, I may not like him as a politician, his politics, but I believe that he deserves every honor. I live a very fruitful and useful life.
Okay.
MP for Insuta Kwaman Biposo Kwame Osei Prempeh, MP for Takoradi Kwabena Otredako Mensah, said party allegiances must be relegated to the background now.
To start with, I believe that as Ghanaians, when the father of the nation is dead, we would naturally feel sad about it. And we would like to send our condolences to the wife and then the family. And that this is a Ghana issue, this is not a political issue. And that President Mills in Ghana, there's something we say, Sinipa Beyebi, Wambeyeninia. So we are all sad that this has happened, because we believe that if he had been around, maybe the things he had wanted to do for this country, some of them he would try and finish them up. So I believe that we always say that government is continuing. And therefore, since we are expecting his vice president, who has not taken over, we don't expect him to be changing direction. He has been part of government and he has been part of the cabinet. And therefore, for us, we don't expect him to change course or slow down the processes. Rather, we expect more from him, that he should be able to do more so that we can see the real benefit of the oil and gas that's actually engulfed in that oil area. We don't expect him to do less better. We expect him to move faster than what is currently going on.
Okay. MP for Takra Dikwabena Dakumensa. The MP for Wager, Shelley Butchie, said though she did not have a personal relationship with President Mills, he really endeared himself to everyone.
I remember him for his humility. All his speeches were laced with humility, and also for his sense of humor, because I remember the last time he was in parliament, after all the heckling, which is usually part of parliamentary proceedings, he wasn't perturbed at all. Rather, he said that he knew he would be heckled, but he didn't know that it would be a gargantuan one, very interesting, that he would use the same words that had been bandied in the media against his government. So he had a sense of humor. I didn't have the privilege to meet him one-on-one, never did, but from a distance, watching him perform his duty on the floor, I think twice a year, I think he held his own.
You heard Shelley Butchie, MP for Wager. The last is MP for Menchia, Dr. Matthew Opoku Prempeh.
Death is not something that you can actually comprehend till it gets very close to you and you see that he was a father who had a family. Besides, Ghana was his family as well. And the suddenness of the loss, the unexpected loss, I still can't believe it, that it happened. And Ghana as a country is going through one of our lowest moments. The fourth Republican Constitution is being tested in all various forms of manners. And I think that we should pray that God, the good Lord, would at this particular time look over Ghana and pour blessings on us, because it's not easy. Because the president was very, very cheeky, and he did it humorously. And I can recall enthusiasm. I can recall I am not criminally minded. I can recall I am not a policeman. In answers to various soul-searching, burning questions in agitating the minds of Ghanaians, and for him to come up with these one-liners, am I dead and he was throttled? It shows the man who understands politics. It shows the man who understood his role. It shows the man who had an essence of life. And like I said, I have criticized him from all different angles, but this is a time that my heart and mind is with him, and I pray that he rests in the bosom of our great Lord.
That was the MP for Menchia, Dr. Matthew Opoku Prempeh.